Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all continues now. This is the broadcast for August 13th in the year of our Lord, 2015, hour two of two. And our goal remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty Brilliant and the solution to our problems. Good, honest, moral Americans keeping the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, kind of the starting point for that. And then good people getting involved and using the checks and balances to protect America is the answer. And I finished last hour talking about how people can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And I mentioned that if you want to go to the Republican event, the Utah State GOP Convention in Salt Lake City, it's happening Saturday on the 15th, 2 days. The event in Salt Lake City begins at 8 a.m. and ends at 3. It'll be held at the Southtown Expo Center in Sandy, Utah. And the goal is to oppose the expansion of Medicaid, to repeal Common Core, and to make sure that Mike Lee stays in office. And, we're making a lot of difference here. We really are. We're getting it done, folks. That's one way you can help. Another way you can help, folks, is to listen to the radio and educate yourself. Help fund our news gathering efforts. We need your financial support to get it done. Every penny will make a difference in our expansion. We're growing. We're taking on the mainstream press like never before, but we need your help desperately. So you can help out at libertyroundtable.com. That's libertyroundtable.com for live and on-demand free radio, but your donations welcome. Click on Help Us Grow. All right, now, we also mentioned that you can help by getting involved with Campaign for Liberty, getting involved with Freedom Works, listening to the radio, taking action into your own hands. People are making a difference all over the place, Kurt. You can help Matt Shea. But I got another one. This might be very unconventional, but I'm going to do it. I bet $1,000 you've never heard the most educational radio commercial in your life. It's going to start now. Kurt Cosby, you with me?
Yes, Sam.
All right, you've never heard of this commercial either, and it's going to put Kurt Cosby a little bit on the spot. But I know my buddy Kurt, and I know he can handle it. All right, you ready? Get on your mic here. Here's how it's going to work. I went to GiveMeLibertyFund.com, Kurt, and I'm a Give Me Liberty Fund member. Mm-hmm. And I'm also on the board, just so you know, in all full disclosure kind of an idea. However, because I'm a member of Give Me Liberty Fund, it's a win-win-win scenario for Patriot business owners, for the people, and for the sacred cause of liberty. If you want to learn how that works, go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Well, anyway, since I'm a member of the Give Me Liberty Fund, I went and looked down the list, and as far as I understand, there's Patriot printing on there. And it turns out that Kurt Cosby is the Patriot printing guy. And if you are a Give Me Liberty Fund member, you will get discounts on printing for being a Give Me Liberty Fund member. Okay, you get incredible discounts. So I'm going to take advantage of this wonderful offer right here, right now on the radio. So, Kurt, here's what happened. I was trying to print out some wedding programs because my son's getting married tomorrow. And so I was going to print out some wedding programs, and my printer's got problems. And so it put ink all over the place, and it's ruined. And so here's what I need to know. I need to know if you can do an emergency print job for me, like right now. Like this minute. And so what I need to do is I need to know if you got white card stock.
I have
8.5 by 11.
Okay, I don't have that size, but I can get it. You know.
Well, here's the problem. I got to print this thing like in an hour so I can leave, or less, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'd need to have you talk while I go get it, I guess.
So, well, hold on. So here's the deal. We can work on that. But in the meantime, I just need to print out like 45 of these because there's two to a page. There's a PDF for you right there in our shared folder called weddingprogram.pdf. And the reason that I'm telling everybody this isn't to do my personal business on the radio. It's to let you understand, Americans, that you can get a hold of Kurt just like this. You can arrange for the proper paper. He can do an incredible print job for you. He has the kind of printer that you like to see at Kinko's and stuff, folks, for real. And he's willing to do incredible print jobs for patriots that are members of the GiveMeLibertyFund.com group at a discount. And I'm telling you, it's tremendous. People are using him. People are getting incredible print jobs, just incredible quality. And they're doing it, and it's making a difference in their lives. And I want to tell you about it. And I thought, what better way to tell people about this, Kurt, than to just kind of demonstrate my emergency need on the radio and then say, man, could you what do we do? And Kurt's got the answer. We go get paper and we print that dude. That's all. Mm-hmm. So that's really the importance of the radio commercial. You get a hold of Kurt to learn more about it. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or simply dial 801-669-2211. And while you're getting your print job done, and while you become a member of the Give Me Liberty Fund, you might just ask him about his incredible raw honey deal. Because, I mean, you could be eating incredible, fantastic tasting, allergy fighting raw honey on your toast while your print job's happening. I mean, just imagine that kind of a deal. Now you say, Sam, this whole radio show's a big commercial, isn't it? Well, not really, but we do believe in prospering. We do believe it's not a problem to be a patriot and make a profit. That's the founder's way, baby. And so, you know what? We're doing a lot of good on the radio. And what do you think of that for a commercial, Kurt? Did that work out very well?
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, it also lets folks know kind of how it works. For example, let's say people feel like they're, they're just not, there's too much month at the end of the money, you know, that kind of thing.
Heard that.
And yet they need printing services. And what we've even seen this when we've been on the road, for example, when we were back in Washington, D.C., and we needed some items printed, we went to our, neighborhood FedEx that a lot of people are familiar with. And, you know, literally the cost for printing was, close to eight times what we would have, dealt with if we were back home.
So Kurt Cosby could just bust out and print. I'm talking pennies on the dollar. Let me just try to think through this. What was it? Like, whatever you could print it for, it was like 10 times that to get the guys in the emergency on the road printing to do it?
Yeah.
Like 10 times the amount or some crazy thing.
You know, and maybe the folks at FedEx don't have as good a deal going with Xerox as I do. You know what I mean? Because they're kind of small and I'm so massive. But it's interesting when you look at the real costs of so many things. And that's one beautiful part.
Yeah, but they have massive overhead, Kurt.
Well, so, the bottom line is at least they ought to be able to be, competitive instead of, charging like 10 times the amount we charge.
I hear that.
It is one way that, ladies and gentlemen, if we can save you $50 and you might consider putting $10 in towards, the Give Me Liberty Fund or Liberty or News Radio, Liberty Roundtable, you'd still be ahead. You might even support the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association with all your extra money. You know, there's just a number of ways to skin a cat, I guess you could say. And for all those cat lovers out there, I don't mean really skin a cat. For example, I remember when
Wait a minute. PETA's going to be all over this if they take it out of context, Kurt.
I know. I remember years ago when you first mentioned that, imagine if you're a Dish Network user or one of those, cable TV guys where you got to spend, hundreds of dollars, seems like a month. And you suggested, hey, man, what if you just get your Roku player? You get, great radio on there. And at the same time, you can save, hundreds of dollars a year. And put it to better use,
Well, then if you get a hold of Kurt Cosby and you learn about home-based businesses, you can do the same thing and cut the amount of taxes that you pay to the feds and the state and everybody else too, Kurt.
Well, and it's so amazing to me. I believe if you took 100 of our listeners, you'd have a hard time finding one of them that wanted to pay more taxes. And yet, many of them choose to do that simply because of their inaction. We've watched it ourselves. We've lived it. And there are ways to, the word win at the tax game is kind of a hard phrase there, but at least make the tax game a lot less taxing, if you will.
To me, win isn't a win or a lose scenario in its totality, Kurt. Every penny that I keep and those suckers don't get's a win, baby.
Yep, that's the exact point. And, I mean, imagine, in my opinion, like in our case, it makes somewhere around $10,000 a year difference. You know, for some people, they say, man, it's pocket change. Others, you know, at least like us, that's a huge difference. And we need the money much worse than the federal government needs it.
That's for sure. All right, quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Sam and Kurt got a lot of news the networks refuse to use coming up.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio. You know, one of the founders, I should say most of the founders, it's probably the best way to say it, Kurt, most of the founders really rejected the big corporate world. Many of them were entrepreneurs. Many of them had made their own fortunes. They were self-made men. When I say self-made men, no doubt they relied on God and their wonderful wives and things like that. I'm just saying they worked hard, and they didn't grow up with the mentality that I'm going to go work for somebody and make somebody else rich. They had the attitude, I'm going to work for myself. And they had all kinds of ways to make that happen. I don't know if it borders on slavery, Kurt, for some of these white founders, but many of them were kind of indentured workers, weren't they? But they knew that that was the path towards gaining the skills necessary to become their own entrepreneurs and such. And that's a critical component to understand America. And so America, for the most part, has been an anti-corporate, anti-establishment group, society, really, in its from its founding, for like 100-plus years or so. And then the corporations started to take over, and now we're like global corporate center USA. Nevertheless, I bring it all up, Kurt, because, well, you brought up, do you have too much month at the end of the money? It's a great point. And that relates to this Kraft Heinz story that I see here. Now, Kraft Heinz is one of the biggest food companies in the world. Well, I guess they're announcing job cuts in the United States and Canada, Kurt, says Reuters. Kraft Heinz says it will eliminate 2,500 jobs in the United States and Canada. What do you think of that? Crazy, huh?
Well, and just imagine if every one of these people had, as they went along, with their other job, they had, basically developed a home-based business. You know, there's so many different options and opportunities. We're happy to point you in the direction of one or, some that would support us and strengthen our situation and help you. But there are so many like that. And, these tax incentives, these tax benefits that are already in place by Congress are there for anyone that wants to take advantage of them. It's always so interesting to me, when you get a good group of, what I call the true conservatives, the freedom works type supporters and the constitutional sheriffs and peace officers association supporters, etc. And yet they're hesitant to maybe go that little bit further and take advantage of what's already there and play the tax game so that they can keep more of their money, because it's not really about what you make. It's about what you keep. Isn't
Amen
it?
To that. Yeah. It's what you keep. They say a dollar saved is a $2 earned kind of an idea. And the sad part is when we call it the tax game, that's a little bit of a misnomer. These people play to kill, Kurt. These people play to steal your wealth and put you in poverty. These people are ruthless. So, I just don't want people to think it's like this innocent game for fun or anything else. This is like a bloody war between the tax thugs and the people. And, so you got to find ways to stay within the system and to peacefully fight them on their own turf. And I guess beat them at their own game. And Foreigner, the rock group, called it head games.
Well, and it's one of the reasons that I, mentioned game is simply because of the fact that, hey, a lot of times we think if we just take advantage of any of these things, that it's going to mean we're audited over and over and we're, we've heard the horror stories and, that kind of thing. But frankly, those aren't really the rule. They are the exception. And when it comes to the audits, when you're more prepared and you're understanding your situation and, the rules of the game, which are really available, it's not like they're hard to read or whatever, and you don't have to spend years figuring it out. There's so many helps along the way, because there's so many of these home-based these businesses that are based on home-based systems that are they've done a lot of that work for you and make it so that you can take advantage of that.
Yes, sir.
Do it today.
Did you hear what happened, Kurt? I guess Trump's in the news again.
I
guess Donald Trump mocks John Kerry for falling off his bicycle.
Oh.
Now, you want to look this up, Kurt? Because
It was the guy who fell off his bike, or said he did, was that Harry Reid guy, right?
No, but that's the guy. That's the guy months ago that was exercising.
Yeah, on his exercise bike, and he said
kind of whipped around or broke and hit him in the face or whatever. But that's a different story. This is a recent now thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so check it out. Just type in John Kerry, bicycle accident.
John McCain.
No, John Kerry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you said
I know you think McCain, but I'm telling you, it's John Kerry.
Okay.
John Kerry had a bicycle accident. So type in John Kerry bicycle accident news and see what you get. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump's mocking John Kerry's bicycle accident, mocking that he fell off his bike. And I'm just not sure that's what I would be doing. See, however, I got to give Trump a little bit of credit, Kurt. My campaign would be so hardcore political with solutions that it would be dry and boring for the American people. Not a lot. Donald Trump knows how to get it done.
I see Dateline, what says May 31, Secretary of State John Kerry had a bicycle accident in France, was taken by helicopter to a hospital in nearby Geneva, Switzerland. But, you know, I mean, it is August, so I'm
yeah, I know, but see, well, because Donald Trump is now mocking Kerry about that.
Oh, okay.
That see, so now type in Trump Kerry bicycle news and see what you get. See, that's how this is kind of weird stuff. The Trumpster knows how to drum up news, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to work
well,
it.
Well, yeah, it says businessinsider.com. Donald Trump, he says he criticizes John Kerry for cycling. And he mocks, and Breitbart News says that he mocks John Kerry for falling off bicycle. Yeah, I guess.
See, it's weird stuff. Now, here's the point, though. See, Donald is now going to start to lose ground, Kurt. And this is the self-destruction that I'm talking about. Why would you bring up a bicycle story from months ago where he actually got hurt and had to go to the hospital and mock him over it? What ground are you going to gain? At some point, the sympathy of the American people are going to say, you know what? You're goofy. Of all the things you could mock somebody at, you don't mock somebody's wife or children or spouse, if it's a woman in politics. You don't take on personal issues. You don't. Why would you? What do you have to gain? Where can this go that would be positive for Trump, see, Kurt?
I guess, according to the Breitbart story, I guess he made this comment after a radio show host, Hugh Hewitt, asked him about what he would do in response to China's live fire drills. I guess he said, they have no respect for our president. They have no respect for John Kerry.
Who doesn't?
Falls off bicycles. Talking about the Chinese.
My response is they have plenty of respect for all these people, Kurt.
Well, I'm just telling you what he says here. Who falls off bicycles at 73 in the middle of a negotiation that's very important, Trump said, calling the Iran nuclear deal one of the worst deals in American history. Kerry was in Switzerland when he had a cycling accident in which he broke his leg in May, returning to Massachusetts to receive quality health care. He was able to return to Vienna, finish the negotiations, but was on crutches the entire time. So Trump mocked John Kerry and his team as the most incompetent group of negotiators as a result of the deal.
And I'm saying I get the political ramifications and the point being made. I'm telling you, though, when you mock somebody who falls off their bicycle and breaks their leg, you're going to lose, Kurt. The more he speaks out, the more he starts to stumble. And you'll see it won't be good. These things are not good for Trumpster.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, the headline says good publicity, all ad dollars are good. Headline says Fox News backs Trump against own host Megyn Kelly. Yeah, advertising dollars and complete control is a way to hone your message and generate income. Yeah, Fox chief Ailes gets it. So does Donald Trump. They're working together. The Fox News gender demographic breakdown. 56% male, 44% female. Again, the Fox News general viewership breakdown, 56% male, 44% female. And so by coddling Trump, Ailes is hedging his, quote, audience bets, keeping current viewers, and maximizing the revenue stream associated with new ones. That's because Trump equals ratings and ratings equals money. Believe it or not, a record 24 million people tuned into the first GOP debate last week. Now, normally there's like 2.3 million that watch the Kelly file. Yeah. So what do you think about that? That's the debate. Trump has every right to manipulate Fox News and the media as a whole. In the, quote, exposure. Fox has power also. They could have called his bluff, but instead, turns out that Roger Ailes and Fox News capitulated to Trump's demands and Trump's audience. It's a major, quote, blow to journalism. Says Fox, and as Megyn Kelly said, I certainly will not apologize for doing good. Trump's proven strategy is to stir controversy and to maintain the maverick image of the man that won't be filtered, that's too rich to be bought. Yet, in a way, he was bought by Ailes. He was promised to be treated with kid gloves by the network. Ailes, in turn, gets ratings. Yeah, and maybe celebrity president hosted by Trump in the future. What do you think, Kurt? They say, you know what? Ailes is no fool. He's going to follow audience numbers and the ratings that go along with it. Now, there's two conflicting things here. Remember, he who owns the media makes the rules. Trump is self-destructing now, Kurt. He took on Megyn Kelly. I don't disagree with a lot of what he said. Most men don't either. And to make it an inference that he was dealing with her feminine situation is not very sustainable. In other words, you can think that if you want, but most men are going to go, I'm not sure that's what his intention was. And even if it was, it was kind of by slight or by not direct inference. And to make a mountain out of that molehill is kind of a feminist move. And so, you know what? Trump wins that one. But Trump's going to lose the bicycle one. Because you know what? You don't call out and mock people when they're hurt. Even if it is a good comparison to make his point, it's not the point that ought to be made. And so the debate rages on. I bring it all up to say Trump might self-destruct, except for if the media doesn't want him to, yet he won't. And it's interesting, Roger Ailes and Donald Trump had a secret conversation. And when they walked away from the conversation, they're like, hey, we had a couple of hard times, a couple of frank talks, but you know what? It's all good. And now the headline's saying Fox News backs Trump against own host Megyn Kelly. It's hard for me to know exactly what the mainstream press intends here, Kurt. The Trump just made a very self-destructive move, but if the mainstream press doesn't give it coverage, most folks won't even know. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and it's true that if they choose to cover it, you know, he'll have something to deal with. If they, on the other hand, like, for example, it appears that the Fox boys are going to, kind of, as you say, treat Trump with kid gloves, that would mean a little bit less fireworks, although, in my opinion, it might mean less media attention, simply because if you don't have that interaction, that kind of it's almost like a fight or a battle, people don't really tune in that much to see it because it's kind of soft and not that exciting. Kind of interesting, one of the news pieces I was just looking through on Trump, they have the headline read that he is willing to look at continuing to fund, Planned Parenthood. And yet when you read the article, all he agreed with is that, hey, maybe there's something that they do that's worth keeping. But, as far as the abortions and that kind of stuff, he said, man, we shouldn't be paying for that at all. And yet the headline doesn't really tell that story, does it?
No. And that's kind of the interesting thing. Think about this, though. 24 million people attended the debates, Kurt. Via Fox, and Fox had a very locked down, you're going to watch Fox, you're not going to watch the debates attitude about it, Kurt. And so time will tell. 24 million compared to the 2.3 million that usually is watching Megan's file. Dwarfing the numbers. And you know what? Whether the real numbers come from Donald Trump or not, Donald's taking credit for them. He says, you know what? The reason that you got a big audience, Megan, is because of me. Now, right or as wrong as he may be, the fact is he's taking claim for that baby. And it's pretty hard to challenge him on it, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, I think most people would just have to be a little bit wet behind the ears to think that people aren't tuning in to hear him. You got people who have been. I talked to one yesterday. This guy's a current county commissioner. I mean, he's political activist, and yet he's just so refreshed simply by somebody who appears to pretty much speak his mind. And he says, man, it's just refreshing in America. And frankly, I agree with him in many ways.
Now, when you talk about this Trump abortion story or the funding of Planned Parenthood scenario, Kurt, Trump is being very wise. Now, I don't agree with his stance. And when I say very wise, I don't mean from a moral point of view like you and I would take. I'm talking about from a political point of view. Because here's the deal. Who are you going to side with now? Megan? Or Donald? Donald basically says, hey, I'm open to the idea of continuing taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. Now, how are you going to deal with that? Where's Megan going to go now?
When you look at what he really said in the story, that's what the headline reads. But when you
I know you said that
He says,
but here's the deal, Kurt.
The problem that I have with Planned Parenthood is the abortion situation. It's like an abortion factory, frankly, and you can't have it. You just shouldn't be funding it. That should not be funded by the government, and I feel strongly about that. So, you know, at least to me, the headline is very misleading compared to what he really said.
I agree. But here's what I'm saying. What he really said doesn't matter, Kurt. Because the mainstream press makes the rules, and they put that as their headline, and I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 people see that headline and go, oh, Trump's cool with Planned Parenthood. Now, I don't think he is. But how's Megyn going to deal with that? Now you go, well, where does Trump really stand? Okay, so he's kind of against abortion, but he wants Planned Parenthood to continue. What's the average conservative going to say about that, Kurt?
Well, that's why I think it's so important that we really say, at least whether it's Donald Trump or anybody else, at least we tell the truth based on what we really know. But it is interesting how the media can choose. In this case, I don't think they're, you know, choosing to have a headline, you know, that's very friendly to him or any, you know, I mean, it just, you fill in whatever candidate, whatever old group, you know, you might be seeing a news story about Freedom Works. You might be seeing a news story about, well, like the Oath Keepers, they were in the news lately. You know, they showed up basically to defend their buddies. One of the InfoWars reporters there in the Ferguson area. And so, hey, man, the media just basically said, hey, man, there's some white guys with guns, you know, showing up. You know, but when I was talking with that individual yesterday about it, he said, man, he welcomed that. And as far as he knew, there wasn't any havoc going on when those guys showed up. Nobody's shooting anything or burning any police cars or anything like that around them. So, you know, there are ways of making sure things are pretty secure, and that's one of them, I think.
Yeah, so Trump says what I would do when the time comes is I'd look at the good things that Planned Parenthood does. Maybe some of the individual things they do are good. I know a lot of what they do is bad. So basically he said I'm against abortion. I don't think government ought to fund abortion. However, Trump is basically willing to say I'll give Planned Parenthood a chance. Most conservatives are going to jettison that idea, even if they know the rest of the story. So the debate rages on, but it's going to be hard to pit him against Kelly. You wonder what Trump gave up in the discussion with Roger Ailes, huh? Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life. Your strength in body and mind, your energy levels, it's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, I got a disruptive technology story for you really quick. And, you know, here's the deal. When you normally watch video, Kurt, you normally see it in landscape mode, right?
I think so.
The screen's wider than it is tall for the most part.
That's right. Good point.
Right now, a lot of people are taking their videos now vertically, Kurt, which means taller than wide.
Okay.
And the videographers and the people in the video and stuff like that say, "Oh, that's a hallmark of an amateur. You don't do that. Come on, what are you doing? You obviously don't know what you're doing, do you?" And so, to the chagrin of quote audio experts around the world. Turns out it's called state-of-the-art vertical video. It fits the screen, by the way. That's the common sense logic for it. And basically what happens is people are taking these vertical videos and the tried-and-true real video, people are going ballistic saying you're doing it all wrong. But they say that's the future, vertical video. Why? Because you're so used to seeing it on your tiny vertical screen that it doesn't make sense for you to turn your screen sideways and look at it landscape, Kurt. And vertical video makes sense. When you watch it, you kind of realize it's natural that way. And so this disruptive vertical video is taking the world by storm, and it's going to change the game. Now, don't you watch most of your stuff on a cell phone now, vertical video? And would it really hurt to have it vertical video? And, well, these tried and true old video guys are going, no, this will never work. This is horrible. But everybody else is going, no, this is great. And half the society won't even really realize the difference. The other half says they like it, Kurt. And so vertical video is taking the world by storm. It's called state of the art to the chagrin of the people in the know.
Wow.
Fascinating, huh?
Very interesting, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at, you know, for example, the screen I'm looking at, it doesn't really go clear across. And so I guess what they're saying is you would basically turn your screen so that it's, you know, taller than wider. Is that what they mean?
Well, they're saying that they'll start shooting. I don't know what video you're looking at, but they'll start shooting video to be the other way around so you won't need to turn your phone. So you just watch it vertical. It'll just be vertical by nature. And there's all kinds of companies that are starting to do more and more and more of this. And so, anyway, keep an eye out for vertical videos. The point, changing the game once again. All right, I guess Scott Walker's in the news in a very negative way, Kurt.
What happened?
Trip Gabriel wrote the story, and I guess Scott Walker approved the public funding of an arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin.
I know this. Up in, you know,
approved $250 million in financing, Kurt, for this deal. And Mr. Walker praised the deal. The legislature passed it. They're all saying it's a sound investment. They say it'll turn $3 in state taxes for every dollar invested. It's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Democrats even lined up with the Republican governor, Kurt.
Yeah.
And the conservatives are calling it crony capitalism gone awry. Taxpayer support of a sports team owned and funded by million-dollar, billion-dollar financiers is welfare. It's bad news. And they say a new arena will cost $500 million to make, Kurt. And so there you go. What do you think, Kurt?
You know, so many times. The devil's in the details, but, you know, when I look at these deals, you know, there's so much of our government that does things that it should never even touch. Now, some people, in my opinion, mistakenly think that if they don't offer these things, then the big companies will head to other places, which, you know, in my opinion, is sad to see. But the problem is that somebody's got to stop just handing out the goodies. Because really it doesn't help, you know, the rest of us. We all pay taxes. We all suffer the huge costs of massive government. But, you know, frankly, this is what you see in an effort for governments who are, you know, basically trying to increase their tax take. They want to, quote, protect their area and get in more, you know, dollars come into their area, so then they do things like this. You know, but now the media is going to say that, yeah, Scott Walker, man, that's one of his biggest things he wanted to do was just to spend your tax dollars on a pro basketball team.
Well, it's a headline very similar to the Trump headline suggesting Trump's all behind Planned Parenthood. Okay, it's not really accurate, but it is true. I bet you that Trump did say that, you know what, he might be able to continue or see the funding of Planned Parenthood. Walker might have said, okay, I'm okay with this, or, you know what, this thing's a good deal. The problem is, Kurt, when you get 3,000, just say, socialist items thrown at you, even if you're a good guy, if you're in a political campaign where you know they're going to capitalize on everything you do, at some point you might just say, look, I can't fight every battle. I got to pick my battles. I got to even choose your battles with your children. You see that you got to do that in politics to some degree, too. So I'm not defending this effort, but I am defending the circumstances of, say, a Scott Walker or somebody else and say, you know what? You can't just be a no man and fight everything, everywhere, all the time. It's not realistic or possible. And he may be choosing his battles, Kurt. And I suspect my opinion is that's what he's probably doing. He's just saying, look, there's a lot of private money in this thing. As far as I understand, some of the leaders of the franchises are putting in like a fifth of it or something like that, and then some other groups. And so he may be kind of saying, hey, a lot of this is privately funded. It's not perfect, but it's the least of my worries right now. You know what? It's great. Go ahead. And it may not even be that he's totally for it or on board. He's just kind of like, hey, how many battles can I fight? And maybe they'll give me a little bit of positive press out of this one. No, he doesn't know who he's dealing with. He who owns the media makes the rules. They're going to beat him up every chance they get, just like they're going to manipulate Trump's reality, too. So, you know, the only way to have truth in the media, Kurt, is for good, honest Americans to take back the media from the thugs that are the gatekeepers. And until then, you're not going to get even fair headlines. Public funding is approved by Walker. Trump opened the idea of continuing taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. See those headlines? Neither of them represent the story at all. But in a headline nation, Kurt, in a 30-second soundbite nation, there you go. The damage is done. What are you going to do about it? Now, what we're going to do about it is try to educate people with a little bit more long-form news programming with commentary that sets the record straight about the real stories. Trump didn't say that at all. I mean, he said he might look at some good things that Planned Parenthood does, but that he's totally against this abortion on demand paid for by taxpayers. Donald Trump, public funding of ARENA, is approved by Walker. Maybe approved by Walker, but that doesn't mean that he backed it or that he loves it. I submit it's a pick-your-battles scenario, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam, and, you know, that's why we, instead of just continuing to complain about the media years ago, we decided to be involved in it. And, well, even though, hey, we're just, of course, the little guys.
All right, John's in Wisconsin, just to prove the point. Hi, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Marvelous, sir.
All right. No, I'll weigh in on this ARENA thing.
Yes, sir.
Fundamentally, I'm against government giving money to sports stadiums. I mean, I think NASCAR is going to be out in Michigan this weekend. And it's called the Pure Michigan 400. Well, that means they're taking money out of the tourism fund to fund a NASCAR race. But as far as the stadium deal goes, this is actually one of the best stadium deals that a government's ever made in history, because every single NBA player that comes in to play at that new arena has to pay income tax. when they play. So that's about $15 million a year. So actually, this stadium is going to get paid for rather quickly. I mean, I remember, like, the Cincinnati Reds, I think they issued bonds for a couple of their stadiums. They couldn't even make their first bond payment. So Scott Walker had taken, like, $250,000 out of the University of Wisconsin's budget. And, you know, now that people in Wisconsin are like, oh, he took $50 from UW, and now he's putting it here. Yeah, everybody can find a reason to get upset about it, but you know what? As far as we know, in our movement, we know that states and counties and municipalities have other worse ways of generating revenue, such as...
No, you're absolutely right, John, and that's why we defend Scott Walker, because we believe it's a manipulated headline. It may be a pick-your-battles scenario as well for Scott Walker, and you're right, there may be money behind the scenes that's already being spent in a worse way, and he might be saying, hey, at least it's not as bad, or at least in this case we get a return, or there's a whole lot of logic behind a lot of these things, and what you really got to do is elect good, honest, wise, constitutional leaders who believe in the proper role of limited government and who prove it time and time again, and who are willing to keep their oaths of office to the best of their ability. And that's basically what you're saying.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, we do know that sports salaries are absolutely ridiculous and atrocious. What the people are never going to know is, like I just said, that those NBA players, when they come in to play in a venue, they have to pay the income tax of the state they're playing in. So, like I said, if you look at other stadium deals in history, this is actually one of the best ones to come down the pike, and I think Wisconsin's going to make out on it.
Great point. We're flat out of time, sir. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. John, you know, again, this is the way it kind of goes. All right, last story before the end of the hour, Kurt. Maybe you're eating too much food, buddy, and it's going to cost you, my friend.
Yeah, they're going to start weighing you when you get on the plane. I think that would be a fairer way to charge people. You know, I mean, the skinnier you are, you pay less. The heavier you are, you pay more. I mean, you know,
Chris Christie's going to have a big bill, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two in the can. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Y'all want to bust out and hang out with Donald Trump and make crazy comments? Get her done. If you're going to be involved in the news and set the record straight, help us out. LibertyRoundtable.com. Turn your phone into a radio. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. This nation shall endure.